This is Akashvani, the news read by Sharanya. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reached Lion City, Singapore last afternoon in the second leg of his two-nation tour after concluding his successful visit to Brunei. He was received by Singapore's Minister of Home Affairs and Law K. Shanmugam. Mr. Modi is visiting the country at the invitation of his counterpart Lawrence Wong. Speaking to media person ME spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said both leaders will meet to review the progress of India-Singapore strategic partnership and exchange view on regional and global issue of mutual interest. Earlier, India and Brunei signed an MOU for cooperation in the operation of telemetry tracking and telecommand station for satellite and launch vehicles. The two countries also decided to elevate the bilateral ties to enhance partnership to further strengthen deepened relationship in all areas of mutual interest. It was decided after the delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Sultan of Brunei Hassanal Bolkiah in Bandar Seri Begawan. In his remark during the talks, the Prime Minister said, Brunei being an important partner in India's Act East policy and Indo-Pacific vision is a guarantee of bright future for both nations. Mr. Modi also highlighted that India support Vikaswad developmentalism, not Vistarwad expansionism. Bharatiya Janata Party has released its first list of candidates for the Haryana Assembly election, which includes 67 names. According to the list released yesterday, Chief Minister Nayab Singh Saini will contest from Latwa seat, Speaker Gyanchand Gupta from Panchkula and former Minister Anil Vij from Ambala Kant seat. Additionally, Asim Goyal will contest from Ambala city, Kanwarpal Gujjar from Jagadhari and Ghanshyam Das Arora from Yamunanagar. The BJP has fielded Ram Kumar Gupta from Safido, Devendra Singh Babli from Tohana and Captain Abhimanyu from Narnaul. The party has also given a ticket to Srimati Shruti Chaudhary from Tosham, who recently left Congress and joined the BJP. Former BJP MP Sunita Duggal has given a ticket from Ratia. The party has nominated 8 women candidates in this list. The 27th National Conference on E-Governance concluded yesterday with unanimous adoption of Mumbai Declaration. The two-day conference theme, Viksit Bharat, Secure and Sustainable E-Service Delivery, featured detailed discussion on transformative journey of governance reforms under Prime Minister Narendra Modi's leadership. In this valedictory session, which was held virtually, Union Minister of State for Personal Public Grievances and Pension, Dr. Jitendra Singh, highlighted that past decade has been marked by a relentless pursuit of governance reforms aimed at enhancing ease of living and democratizing administrative process. Highlighting specific example, Dr. Singh mentioned the introduction of self-attestation, which signs significant trust in citizen, the digital life certificate, which greatly simplified process for elderly citizen, and recent single unified pension form available through a single window portal. He also noted the success of Aadhaar's biometric system and Bharat Rural Internet connectivity as a key example of effective digital transformation. A memorandum of settlement was signed among Central Tripura government and representative of National Liberation Front of Tripura, NLFT, and All Tripura Tiger Force, ATTF, in New Delhi yesterday. Home Minister Amit Shah, Chief Minister Tripura Manik Shah, and senior official of Home Ministry and Tripura government were present on the occasion. Speaking on the occasion, the Home Minister said, "It is the matter of the joy that NLFT and ATTF have given up weapons and joined the mainstream and expressed their commitment towards the development of Tripura. The government has planned to promote both Indian alcoholic and non-alcoholic beverages globally." At the Paris Paralympics, archer Harvinder Singh has made history by clinching gold medal, becoming the first ever Indian to win a medal in archery across both Olympics and Paralympics. And that is the end of this news bulletin.